Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design lesson, and we're going straight into the riser's lane for jungle and drum and bass. Today you're going to build a classic dub siren riser, but tuned for modern mixes. It's got crisp, clicky transients so it actually speaks through loud breaks, and it's got dusty, worn mids like it's coming from an old sound system box. And the big win, it's not just a sound, it's a playable performance rack with macros that make it feel alive. Before we touch devices, make one decision. Mix target first, not device first. Ask yourself, is this siren sitting behind the snare like atmosphere, or is it replacing a fill as the lead event right before the drop? If it's behind the snare, you're going to be more cautious in the 2 to 4K region and you'll keep the bite layer subtle. If it's the lead event, you'll let it own more mid-range and you'll make the transient layer more assertive. Lock that in now, because it will save you from endless, "Why is my snare disappearing?" later. Alright, Ableton setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM, or anywhere in that 160 to 175 pocket. Create a MIDI track and name it Siren Rack. Drop an instrument rack onto it. Inside the rack, make two chains. Name the first one Bite, that's your transient layer. Name the second one Dust, that's your mid-body layer. Quick workflow note, color the chains and treat this like an instrument you'll perform. We're mapping macros later, and those ranges matter more than the assignments. We want the useful window, not the full parameter travel. Now we start with character first. The dust chain, on dust, load operator. Keep it simple, algorithm 1 is perfect. 1 oscillator, oscillator at sign. This is the classic siren foundation. Course at 1, fine at 0 and pull the level down to about minus 6 dB. You want headroom because we're adding drive, resonance and effects. Now turn on pitch envelope in operator. This is the PAW arc, the thing that makes it instantly read as siren instead of just a held note. Set the pitch and amount somewhere between plus 18 and plus 36 semitones. More semitones equals more dramatic whoop. Set the envelope, attack around 200 to 600 milliseconds, decay between about 1.5 and 4 seconds, sustain at 0, release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. As a teacher note, if your siren feels like an EDM riser, it's usually too smooth and too wideband. In jungle, you often want it mid-forward, band-limited, like it's coming out of a real box. So right after operator, add auto filter. Set it to band pass 12 dB. Start the frequency around 600 Hz, and feel free to live between 400 and 900 depending on your track. Resonance around 25 to 45%, and add a little drive, say 2 to 6 dB. This band pass plus resonance is a cheat for enclosure. It's the horn, it's the siren box, and it keeps you out of sub-territory so the bass line stays king. Now turn on auto filters LFO. Set the amount around 10 to 25%. Rate sync to 1/4 or 1/8, and keep phase at 0 degrees. This is one of your driver modulations. It's rhythmic, it's synced, it pushes groove. Remember that concept. One driver, one humanizer. Different timescales so the ear can parse groove versus instability. Next add roar, still on the dust chain. Pick a warm, ampish style. Don't go full fuzz unless you're going for a very aggressive moment. Drive around 10 to 25% and aim the tone so the energy lives roughly in the 300 Hz to 3K Hz zone. Mix between 30 and 60%. The goal is dust and edge, not giant distorted bass. If it starts sounding like a Reese, you've overshot. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. That's slow. This is your humanizer. Depth or amount around 20 to 40%, mix around 15 to 30%, and width somewhere in the 120 to 160% range. This is where the siren starts feeling like hardware drift or tape wobble instead of a clean plugin. Now EQA to make it mix ready. High pass somewhere, around 150 to 250 Hz with a steep slope. You want zero mud, and you definitely don't want sub in a siren. If it needs presence, add a gentle bell boost, maybe 1 to 3 dB around 1 to 2.5 kHz. And if you're fighting the snare crack, do a little notch, 2 to 5 dB, somewhere around 3 to 5 kHz. That range is where snares and hats get very territorial in DNB. Cool, that's the body. Now we build the cut through, the bite chain. On bite, load another operator. Set oscillator at a square for a bright, buzzy transient. Saw also works if you want more bite, but square reads very clearly. Set course to 2. So it's an octave up from your main siren body. Now shape the amp envelope to be short and fast. Attack between 0.5 and 3 milliseconds. Basically instant. decay between 40 and 120 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release between 20 and 60 milliseconds. This is important. Transient clarity is early brightness, not overall brightness. If you keep this short, it'll sound crisp without you having to crank highs and turn your whole siren into a hi-hat. Optional. Add a tiny pitch snap, pitch and the mount plus 3 to plus 7 semitones, with a decay around 30 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you a little chirp at the front. That's the part that survives on phone speakers. After that, add saturator, set it to soft clip, drive around 2 to 8 dB, and compensate output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then add drum bus. Yes, on a non-drum layer. This is absolutely a cheat code. Drive around 2 to 6. Transients up. Somewhere between plus 10 and plus 30. Boom off, usually 0 for this layer. If it's too bright, use damp around 10 to 30%. What you're doing here is making the attack consistent and punchy even when the rest of the rack gets modulated. Now add auto filter to keep bite out of hat territory. Use a high pass 24 dB. Cut off somewhere between 1.5 and 4 kHz, so this chain is only contributing the tick and the edge, not the whole sound. Optional extra. But very useful if you push automation hard. Put a limiter on the byte chain, just catching 1 to 2 dB. Not mastering, just making the transient behave. Now we go back to the instrument rack level, outside the chains, for bus processing. This is glue, movement, and space. First, glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. This is control, not squashing. Next, we're going to add rhythmic gating. Put autopan on the rack bus after the glue compressor, but before your delay and reverb, set amount between 30 and 80%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Phase to 0 degrees, so it behaves like tremolo instead of moving left-right. If you want hard chopping, push the shape towards square. This is your driver modulation. If you want the siren to speak in rhythm with the brakes, it stops the riser from becoming this big wash that ignores the groove. Now echo, turn sync on, set time to 1/8 dotted, or 1/4. If you want that classic jungle siren into the void, 1/8 dotted is the money setting. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Mod small, maybe 2 to 8%. Mix between 10 and 25%. You want it present but not turning the siren into delay soup. Then reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the transient stays readable. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Remember, DNB drops punish long tails. The rule is simple. If the drop impact feels soft, your reverb is probably too long, too bright, or not automated down in time. Finally, utility. Turn bass mono on. Set width somewhere between 80 and 120% depending on the track, and a good move for risers. Automate width wider near the impact, but make sure the core mid band stays stable in mono. The decorations can collapse a bit. The identity should not. Now we make it playable. Macro mapping. Create 8 macros and map them like this. Macro 1. Rise time. Map it to the pitch envelope decay in the dust operator. Shorter decay feels like quick yelps. Longer decay feels like drawn-out warnings. Macro 2. Siren range. Map it to pitch envelope amount in the dust operator. This is your tension control. Macro 3. Mid focus. Map it to auto filter frequency on the dust chain. And this is where range discipline matters. Don't map it from 20 Hz to 20 kHz. Map it to a useful window, like 450 Hz up to 1.1 kHz, so every macro move is musically relevant. Macro 4. Wobble. Map it to chorus rate on dust, and a small amount to echo modulation. This gives you controllable instability. Macro 5. Grit. Map it to roar drive on dust and saturator drive on byte. Teacher note. Grit often works best in two stages. First half of the macro adds harmonics. Second half starts adding flattening and compression character. So keep your mapping ranges tight in the sweet spot. Macro 6. Byte level. Map it to the chain volume of byte. This is the does it read over the break fader. Macro 7. Gate pump. Map it to auto pan amount. This controls how rhythmic and chopped the siren feels. Macro 8. Space. Map it to echo mix and reverb dry slash wet. Subtle range. This should not jump from dry to swimming pool. It should go from tight to slightly blooming. Now, two pro mix moves. First, the presence slot trick. On the rack bus, add an EQ 8. Put a bell around 3 kHz. Then use modulation to dip that band slightly when the bite level is up, or when the transient is active. The point is, you get a strong attack without permanently camping in snare crack territory. Second, the anti-drop vacuum discipline. Right before the drop, automate utility gain to negative infinity for the last 20 to 80 milliseconds, basically a micro-mute, while letting the echo carry a filtered tail. That tiny vacuum makes the drop feel huge. You're not adding loudness, you're creating contrast. All right, let's put it into an arrangement so it behaves like jungle, not like a demo patch. Idea 1. A 1-bar teaser into the drop. In the bar before the impact, automate MID focus upward, bring space up a bit, and keep rise time short so it's urgent. On the last 8th note, pull the reverb and echo mix down quickly so the actual hit into the drop is dry and confident. Idea 2. A 4 to 8 bar tension build for rollers. Bars 1 through 4. Gradually increase siren range, keep it controlled. Bars 5 through 8. Increase gate pump. Widen stereo a touch and add grit. Final bar, do a quick downward pitch dip, like a fake out. Then snap into the impact. Idea 3. Call and response with breaks. Put siren hits on off beats between the snares. Set auto pan gating to 1/16 so it ticks with ghost notes. The siren becomes part of the percussion conversation, not just a pad on top. Now common mistakes, quickly, because they'll absolutely get you. Too much low end. High pass that siren. It does not need sub. Keep it above 150 to 250 HC and let the bass line own the floor. Overlong reverb. If your drop doesn't punch, automate reverb and echo down before impact, and filter the returns. Harsh buildup in the 3 to 6K zone. That's where hats and snare crack live. Notch it. Don't fight it.